We're talking Saints football. We are joined by a safety for the New Orleans Saints. Three tackles, two passes defensed, an INT, and a touchdown. All in Sunday's win over Tampa Bay. For the season, 36 tackles, 12 passes defensed, four INTs. A forced fumble this season. He was an all-Pac-12 player at Utah. He was the 42nd pick overall in 2017. New Orleans, 8-2 on the season. First place in the NFC South, and they're at home against Carolina on Sunday. It is a CBS game. Marcus Williams is my guest. Marcus, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, you had a big game against Tampa Bay. Let me start right there. You had that 55-yard pick six that finished off any chance the Bucs had for a comeback. Can you start there and take me through the play? What did you see on it, and then what were you seeing on that return?
Shoot, on that play, you know, we just played our covers right. The ball was just up in the air. I don't know if it was just overthrow or miscommunication with the quarterback and the receiver, but I just did my job, got where I was supposed to get to, and the ball came my way. And then, you know, I got great blocking from all my teammates that were in front of me and just – let me get a free pass to the end zone.
Marcus, is it true? Did you never have a pick six in college? And if so, how did it feel to get one in the NFL?
I never had a pick six in college or in the league, so it felt great. It's a dream come true to be able to get my first pick six on a game like that. I don't know. I'm just lost for words on this one of these accomplishments in my life. I've always set my goal to get in the end zone, and it finally happened, and I'm happy it was with this team and with the people who was on the field that are with me.
Marcus Williams joining us. All right, so the defense had four picks on Sunday. Marshawn Lattimore, who was not able to play, tweeted about you guys and said, quote, them boys, the truth. Like, when you're going into a game, you're always going to look for a turnover, but how good does it feel to get those four interceptions and shut down a receiver like Mike Evans?
We look for takeaways every game. That's what we practice all week. We go into practice creating takeaways. And that's our culture that we try to create here. We want to be able to take the ball away and get our offense back on the field so we can score points or just score points ourselves on defense. We say it every time we go out there on our drive, and that's a big thing that I think that's helped us being hungry for the ball and making those opportunities count.
Saints safety, Marcus Williams, my guest. Listen, you're always quick to point out that you're merely a piece of the defense. As you say, you're just doing your 1/11th for the team, but you do lead the team in interceptions. You're starting to make a name for yourself around the league. So how much have you grown as a player and a leader since you first entered the league?
I've grown a lot. Just being able to have a great team around me. You know, everybody who's compliant, everybody who's willing to listen and learn and to get better. That only helps me grow as a player, and being able to have a coaching staff who not only just lets me play but continue to, you know, help me in any way possible, to put me in position, to put my teammates in position to make plays, and that's a good thing that we have going on with the Saints.
Saints safety Marcus Williams joins us. One of the phrases that I hear you use that I like is the so-called battle in the back end. So what does that phrase mean? What's that mentality mean to you?
A mentality, you know, we just compete. We compete every single down, every single snap. We try to take one play at a time. And when you take one play at a time, you just forget about the last play. It can be a good play. You take it in, and then the next play, you got to start all over again. You got to get back to your alignment, assignment, technique, and you just got to do your job. Just like I said, do your 1/11th. If you do your 1/11th, then everything will take care of itself. If you do the little things right, the big things take care of themselves.
Yeah, I know you're focused on the next challenge, but there is a lot of work left to be done. But you're currently 8-2. You're in first in the division, despite Drew Brees missing five games. Like, almost no team can survive the loss of a Hall of Fame quarterback like that. So what's it say about this team, and in particular about Teddy Bridgewater, that you went 5-0 during that stretch?
I think we always have that next man up mentality. We always try to make sure that everybody's locked into the game plan. So if somebody goes down, you know, we just bring the next guy in, and there's no let off, and that's a good thing to have. We don't you know, dwell on the past or anything like that. We continue to grow. We continue to grow as a team, and we're a tight-knit group, which allows us to do those type of things. And when you have everybody who's locked in and ready to go each and every week, it makes it easier with that transition week to week.
Now, see, Marcus, if we were to go back a little bit, your journey to this point is really pretty remarkable because you played your high school ball at Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Eastvale, California. For those who don't know the area, what was life like for you growing up and being the youngest of four brothers?
Dude, I grew up in a competitive household. I was always the one who wanted to play everything, to follow my brother's lead and continue to, you know, fight to be better than them and whatever it was. And I hate to lose. It doesn't matter if it's cards, bowling, anything, racing. I always want to win. And that's just how we got brought up. Everybody is, from my mom, my dad, everybody in my family is competitive. So that kind of helped me in my transition from, you know, playing basketball, football, being able to do that and competing at the highest level because I have my brothers who are older than me and I was competing with them. So going to play with other guys who are older than me, you know, it wasn't that tough because I already had that in my house and that culture of, you know, my background.
All right, so you had that great background. So you're playing basketball, you're playing football, you're putting up big numbers as a wide receiver, but Eastvale was not an area that was heavily scouted, so college programs were not exactly all over you. What was it like to put up those numbers and not get the attention?
It was kind of tough, but I knew just continue to push through, and I knew everything would play out for itself. I put in that time, I put in that work, extra hours, day and night, waking up early and staying late after practice just to help myself get better. And then I played receiver the whole time, but one of my teammates got hurt, put me in one game. He got hurt. I came in the game. I had three interceptions, and then right off the bat, I got scholarship offers. And, you know, it was something that my coach said. He said, you can make it playing DB. You don't only have to play receiver. So I played both. And I felt like that helped me to be able to play both, to be able to see from a receiver's eyes, like as far as route concepts and all that, and going to DB. And then now I'm making plays at DB. So I think that's a good thing that happened to me out there.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to be very clear about that. You were in your senior year, and one of your teammates gets hurt on defense. You jump in, you play safety, you get three picks, and then everything changes. What's really interesting is Morgan Scally, who coached you at Utah, said, quote, "Don't ask me why teams didn't love him. We did," end quote. What was it about Utah that made it feel like the right fit to you and your family?
Dude, it was a family environment there. Coach Scally is an amazing coach. He taught me pretty much everything I know about playing safety, from, you know, just the knowledge of the game to just being a leader, to not letting anybody else put me down, to not lose that edge that I have, to not, you know, let anybody get in my head about anything. You have to have a short-term memory when you're playing DB. And he's just a guy that you always want your corner. I call him pretty much all the time. We talk, and he was like another dad for me out there in Utah, and like that's my guy right there. And he's an amazing person all around, outside of football as well. So going there, just being able for him to recruit me, I felt a home environment there. The team, when I came on my visit, they were very encouraging as far as coming there. And nobody there sugarcoated anything. They never told me that I'm going to go there and I'm going to start. They said, you're going to have to go here. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to push through. We're not just going to give you a spot. You have to go here. You have to take it. You have to earn it. And that's what I loved about them. They weren't saying, you're going to come in here and you're going to start. You're going to get this spot. You have to come in here and earn it. And that's when I respected them a lot for doing that.
Saints safety Marcus Williams, my guest. Marcus, one last thought. I know you've got a meeting to get to, but I just want to follow up on that because there's this other great story. After you were drafted by the Saints, you called Mario Mitchell, who coached you in high school, and he says that you said, quote, "Coach, we got to get on the field," end quote. Seems to me most guys in your situation, after all the work and getting drafted, they would be looking to celebrate, but your immediate reaction was, "I've got to go to work." Like, why was that, and where did that mindset come from?
I'm just always ready to work. That morning before the draft, I already had got a workout in. And then, you know, that's just my mindset. I'm ready to work 24/7. I want to outperform everybody. I want to outcompete everybody. I want to know more than everybody, because if I know that, then I can help my team, put my team in better position, help each other make plays. just doing that will allow myself to say I left it all out there. I didn't just go out there and go through the motions. I gave it all that I had every single day, and that will help us. And if I can help my team in whatever way, by knowledge, by my actions performing, then I'm going to do that. So I never want to be the guy who said I could have, would have, should have did this, because I want to make sure that I do it.
He is a safety for the New Orleans Saints, having a big season. New Orleans is 8-2. They're in first in the South. They're at home against Carolina on Sunday. Again, a CBS game. My guest, Marcus Williams. Marcus, great job. Great to have you on. Really appreciate that so much.
Appreciate it.
Great job, man. Well done. That's a pro. That is a pro. He is all business.